This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Tuesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America, across the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. To the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the janitors, the maintenance, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with those roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too, keeping the waterways moving. Thanks for all that you're doing. Now, follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, the Professor of Politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, we're going to go right to the breaking news that's going on right now, life-threatening news. There is a rescue going on, an attempted rescue of some 50 or 60 campers in the Fresno area who have been trapped by one of those fires. Tell us about it.
Well, that's right, Captain. This is what we know at this hour. There are more than 60 hikers and campers. They can't get out of the Lake Edison and China Peak area. That's because of the fast-moving, fast-growing creek fire. And, of course, there's all kinds of smoke in the area. Earlier in the evening, military pilots with helicopters, we understand, tried to effect a rescue, but the conditions were too terrible for them to be able to land and operate safely. So you still have these people who are trapped in that area because the fire, again, is moving their way. We do have some updated information, and that is at least one person is said to have died, but we don't know exactly what any of those details are at this time. So, again, they're reporting that rescue efforts are unsuccessful, but they just can't make a safe approach to the area, and so we're awaiting more information right now. We've been monitoring this all evening.
They need to do an airdrop. They need to do a water drop, like right now, wherever that fire is, and stop it right there for a while anyway, because they'll drown that fire out, that one region, and it'll stay away from them for several hours until they can figure it out. That might help out with the smoke, too.
Well, exactly right. And then, incidentally, there's evacuations. People are being told in the Azusa area, I believe, and also the Monrovia area to be ready to get away from the Bobcat fire, which is burning in that area. And so those are a couple of the big fire issues. But, of course, we're watching this, and if something happens during the program that we know any more information about those trapped campers, we'll let everybody know, of course.
Yeah, and was that the same area where they got the 200 or so out last night?
Well, it was the creek fire was also responsible responsible, that's right, Captain, for trapping about 214 campers on Sunday in the Mammoth Pool Reservoir area, and dramatic footage of that as the, I believe, Chinook helicopter was able to come in and begin rescuing people, packed them in, and got them out of there.
Okay, now, Joe Biden was off yesterday. Kamala Harris was off yesterday. And Joe Biden just got out there and just blew his mouth off talking about things. I mean, I've got, and I heard what he said, okay? The guy is dysfunctional, either that or he's just a blatant liar, or he just likes to hear himself talk. I'm going to start with what he first said that I'm going to debunk solidly. He said, and I quote, Trump keeps saying he wants an infrastructure plan. He said he wanted one, you know, in 2016, 17, 18, 19, and now he still hasn't introduced a thing. Well, that lion SOB, okay, President Trump actually, in fact, did release an infrastructure plan more than 2 years ago and has repeatedly called on Congress to invest trillions in our infrastructure and included proposals in his budget to do just that. Now, in February of 2018, the president unveiled a plan to spur $1.5 trillion in new infrastructure spending. Then the president included his infrastructure plan in both his fiscal year 2019 and 2020 budgets. Now, while the president is ready, willing, and able to act, Congress and Nancy Pelosi has failed to heed his call.
Yeah, isn't that interesting? You see, it's...
What I just said is factually correct.
Well, exactly. And Joe Biden, you know, I think he's relying on the notion that he can pretty much say whatever he wants. He's not going to get fact-checked too much by the mainstream media. And it sounds bad if he's talking about Trump, saying Trump never did this, never did that. But you just dispelled it in about 15 seconds, Captain.
It didn't take much at all because I did my research and there it was. Now, I will add something else here. In his budget year, this year, President Trump again called for rebuilding our infrastructure, proposing a $1 trillion direct federal investment to rebuild and modernize American infrastructure. And in March of 2020, also this year, the president continued to push for infrastructure funding, calling for a $2 trillion infrastructure package as part of the Phase 4 coronavirus response. And no word back from Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, exactly. Isn't that something?
Yep. Now hold that thought, because folks, I got more. You talk about dispelling somebody. I did my homework on this one, folks. I got a couple more things to tell you about Lion Biden. Lion Biden. There you go. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the coming chaos after the November elections, this will be an extremely important message. Here's why. No matter what the outcome in November, catastrophic social upheaval is a very real possibility. Here's why this is important. Listen, we all know that silver and gold have been historic hedges against the uncertain waves of social chaos and unstable currencies. But did you know that there's been times in the past, during times of extreme hardship, when Americans put another store of value above even silver and gold? It's true, open pollinated seeds have been and could very well be the ultimate store of value in the coming hard times ahead. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com to get heirloom seeds below wholesale. Visit SurvivalSeedBank.com this week and get hundreds of dollars in free bonuses. Beat the coming chaos. Beat rising food prices. But above all, don't wait. Beat the crowds by claiming your own Survival Seed Bank today.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Yuseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And I saw my buddy Mike Gallagher yesterday afternoon and had a little chat with him for a couple of minutes. He's doing fine. He'll be back on the air after his vacation live this morning all across the country. Well, let me tell you about my buddies at Relief Factor. How many years have I been telling you about Relief Factor? Oh, gosh, I don't know. I've been taking it for over 4 years, and I've been telling you about it for, I'd say, three of the four. But the truth of it is, I know there's millions of people, in fact, some say over 100 million people struggling with some sort of pain. Now, it could be from exercise or just getting older, and that can do it, getting older, and that's why I'm so impressed that Pete and Seth Talbot are on a mission. You see, rarely this kind of focus and commitment, seriously, folks, they recently shared with me that they're doubling down and want to literally double their total number of happy customers this next year. And believe it, And I do believe that they're going to do it. So here's the deal. If you're struggling with back, neck, shoulder, hip, knee pain, even general muscle aches or pain, then I'm suggesting you order their 3-week quick start, still discounted to only $19.95. Now, here's the deal. Okay? That's about a dollar a day to see if they can get you out of pain. And then after that, it's less than a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. So all you got to do is go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And don't forget to give them a call at 800-500-8384. 800-500-8384 is the other way that you can order. But you got to tell them the captain sent you, otherwise you're going to get hit for the full price. Now, before I go over to the phone line, let me bring Kyle Warren back in here. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to mention something here about something else that Biden had to say, Lion Biden.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was yesterday. He said, you had thousands of employees making an hourly wage, having to sign non-compete agreements. So if you worked at Burger King, you have to sign a non-compete agreement, and you wouldn't be able to go across town to McDonald's to get extra, an extra 5 cents more in your hourly wage. Okay, fact of the matter is, folks, that is an outright lie. Biden's claim that fast food restaurants have forced workers to sign non-compete agreements, a claim he's made before, is not true. Now, my source on this, factcheck.org. There's no evidence to support this. PolitiFact previously rated Biden's claim as false and does so again. And both McDonald's and Burger King said Biden was incorrect in claiming that McDonald's or Burger King hourly workers are or were required to sign non-competitive agreements. So bingo, got him again, lying Biden.
Well, yes, and you know, Captain, that's pretty specific, the idea that there are these phantom non-compete contracts or something, or statements that have to be done. That's pretty specific. So either somebody told him that and he believed it, somebody made it up,
or
Biden just thinks that it's true.
He said it before, and I don't know where he's getting it from. Now, there are some companies that have managers, okay, managers that sign that type of a contract, but we're not talking about managers. We're talking about hourly employees. Now, let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning, Kyle and Captain. It's Sean here.
Yep. What's up?
I wanted to know, every year it's in California and out in that area, it's either flooding or it's burning. Okay?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I need to know, because I've always wondered about this, what used to happen in the 1800s and you know, whatever. I mean, because obviously we'd never any way of putting fires out basically back then. There was no aircraft and whatnot. I mean, you know what I mean? Not on the level that we have now. I'm just wondering what used to take place with these wildfires and stuff back then.
Well, that's easy. That's easy. I can tell you. So let me.
Yeah, I mean, yep. 1700, 1500. Yep. What the hell used to happen?
I'll go back 20 years too. So let me go so we can answer this. Okay, Kyle, here we go. Do you know what mitigation is?
Yes, that's like management and this kind of stuff of the area.
And they used to do small burns in different areas around the brush and whatnot, and trim the brush and this, that, and the other. And they stopped doing that about 15 or 20 years ago in California and many parts of the West, correct?
That's right. Exactly.
They did that because of the budget constraints, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And ever since then, they've been having these hellacious fires, right?
Oh, yeah.
Plus the fact it's been getting dry a little bit sooner and whatnot. But back in the old days, when we just heard, you know, the 1700s, the 1800s, even the 1900s, if a fire like this started, it burnt till it quit.
Well, see, that's right. And so what would happen, though, and this is in the larger sort of forestry management scenario for the United States, they're learning that, the mitigation is very, very important, and that if it just simply sits there for so long, all this fuel burns up. In fact, one of the reports earlier tonight, Captain, about one of these fires burning in Southern California, they said this area, this particular area, hasn't burned since 1957. So again, the material builds up.
Yeah, and you've got to do your mitigation every year. One year you do one area, the next year you do another area, so on and so forth, because the mitigation normally works for about 2 to 3 years, and you do it on a rotating basis. But out there, and I know this for a fact because I know a lot of guys that are in the forestry fire protection out there, plus I also one time went out there, I do know that they just haven't done it. Now, let's get back to what I was talking about, Lion Biden. Here's another beauty. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This is one here. Social Security. Joe Biden says, and this is a quote, again, this is from yesterday, and Trump has a plan to gut Social Security. In his Social Security plan, he actually puts forward, it actually became law. The Social Security actuary has said the entire Social Security system will be bankrupt by mid-2023. Not even close. Not even close to being true, Kyle. The fact is, fact checkers have checked and rechecked and checked again, and even the Washington Post isn't on this one. It's not true. They've given Biden four Pinocchios on his comment. He said it before, by the way. There are no planned cuts to Social Security at all, period, under any circumstances by President Trump or anyone in this administration. Lying Biden.
Well, that's right. Yeah, President Trump would be the last person to come after people's Social Security, but who might be really interested in doing that one day, I think, Captain? That sounds much more like
here we go. Yeah. Here we go. Whatever they accuse Trump of doing, they, in fact, want to do themselves. That's the key. Now, Biden's attack is not only false, it's hypocritical, because in 2011, when he was the vice president under Barack Obama, he wrote an op-ed touting a bill Obama signed to cut the payroll tax specifically, saying it was misinformation to suggest a payroll tax could hurt Social Security's solvency. Why, that could never happen, because it was so solvent there'd be money there forever. And by the way, President Trump has promised to always protect Social Security, unlike Biden, who bragged back in the 1990s, here's a fact for you to check out, folks, about his efforts to freeze the benefits of Social Security. He actually wanted to do that.
Wow, exactly. Well, again, the intensity of the attacks on President Trump's strength tells us everything.
All right, let's go to the caller here. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Ross, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Lying, spying, China Joe Biden, okay, who should be in jail for spying on the Trump campaign if we had an attorney general doing his job. If that was a Republican on January 16, 2016, they'd be in jail. Okay, because Obama weaponized all 60 agencies, and everybody knows it. How's this guy walking around? How does his son get $83,000 a month? Don't try and put your other son out there, okay, while Hunter Biden should be in jail, too. Everybody in America knows that if that was a Republican or if that was them, they would have been in jail January 16th. I don't need Durham's report. Nobody needs Durham's report. Barr, do your freaking job. Okay, lying, spying, China Joe Biden, who sell you out, who's lying every time, every chance he gets, who's trying to pay off the union. Today it's not Labor Day, it's Jobs Day. If they change the name, it's Jobs Day, where you will thank God that you had a job, okay? So Rockefeller set this up. Rockefeller at 17 got a job at 17 and said it was the greatest day of his life being a bookkeeper, okay? And then got in the oil business, okay? But today is Jobs Day, right, ladies? I don't know how any lady in America, you can't vote for a Democrat. Pelosi got her hair done and you can't get her hair done. That was the whole thing about this. They're trying to pick up military. Nobody loves the military more than Donald Trump. Nobody's done more for the military than Donald Trump. You have to vote Republican. Women, you have to vote Republican. Blacks, you have to vote Republican because to Herschel Walker, you heard it from Herschel.
Okay.
I voted Donald Trump for 37 years. Let's get to work. If they try and pick you off, lying Joe Biden should be in jail. Peace.
All right. Well, a lot of what he said is true, but unfortunately, lying Joe Biden ain't going nowhere. And Barr, we don't know what he's going to do, but I can tell you this much. They got to be very careful about what they're doing. They can't just go out there and what we may think is obvious, Kyle, is not really obvious, correct?
Yeah, that's exactly right.
All right. Hold on. We'll be right back with more, folks, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Got plenty more to talk about here. Matter of fact, I got lots more to talk about. I haven't even started yet. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
At a news conference, President Trump said he would support an investigation into allegations leveled against Postmaster General Louis DeJoy.
Let the investigations go, but he's a very respected man. Postmaster General is appointed by a bipartisan commission, and we'll see how that goes. But no, I think he's a very honest guy, but we'll see.
The president also said he would support DeJoy's removal if it's proven that he engaged in any illegal behavior.
Yes, something can be proven that he did something wrong, always. You know, always. They've been looking at me for 4 years. They found nothing.
The Washington Post reported that five people who worked for New Breed Logistics, where LaJoy was chairman and CEO for 31 years, said they were urged by DeJoy's aides or by the chief executive himself to write checks and attend fundraisers at his Greensboro mansion. The president said he doesn't know much about the story. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. Larry Elder will be around October the 23rd down there in Sarasota at the Hyatt Regency, along with Charlie Kirk, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, and myself. We'll all be there for the Conservative Summit that night. It's going to be at the Hyatt Regency. Tickets are available by going to the websites, theanswertampa.com and theanswersarasota.com, and hope to see you there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico, G-E-I-C-O, Geico Insurance, and they've been saving people money for more than 75 years. They're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, and I've been with them now going on 15 years. Now, called me up yesterday and said, hey, we have another way to help you save a little bit more money in your policy. And I said, really? And they told me what it was. And I said, great, let's do it. So, boom, they called me and told me about some savings, which is what a good company is supposed to do. So if your company's not telling you about the money you can save instead of just socking it to you, then why don't you check out Geico, G-E-I-C-O. Now, they not only will cover the car or the truck that you're driving, but your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, by the way. If you have a house, they'll cover your homeowners. If you have rent an apartment or whatever, they'll cover your renter's insurance. And you can bundle that together with your automobile insurance and get an even lower rate. And during the pandemic, the folks at Geico have rolled back their premium policies to everybody, all the new people starting up too, 15%. So there you go. So you can save some more money that way. All right. Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, I got to admit, we started out like a house of fire, and we're going to continue that way. How about that?
Oh, absolutely. We have a lot to go over tonight. Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the COVID vaccine, because we've had the Democrats now saying, well, you can't trust, and this is both Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Well, you can't trust President Trump with the vaccine. They're rushing this through, and, oh, it's not going to be right, and, oh, I'm not going to take it, and you shouldn't take it either. They're trying to create panic over there over something that what they did was they cut the regulations on the stuff so they could get in there and put forth a vaccine that people could start taking, right?
That's right, yeah.
And guess what? The military has already been testing it. Hello, they're in phase three of the testing of it. And there's some other people that are testing of it, too. We've heard about, I believe it was it in England where we had a company that was giving the vaccine? As a matter of fact, it was a company that developed the vaccine. We're allowing their people, their employees, to take the vaccine because of the fact that they were the best possible people to do it.
Well, we know of a company in China, a Chinese drug manufacturer, is already given about 90% of its employees their experimental COVID-19 vaccine. This is Sinovac, a biotech.
Yeah.
And so they've done that. They say that they've had very low adverse reactions, very low in quotes, so we don't know exactly what that means. But what you mentioned, Captain, I think was Kamala Harris saying, she didn't take President Trump's word for it.
That he was incredible.
Yeah, that he was incredible.
Yeah.
Well, of course, the idea is that the Democrats will continue to spread that, the feeling of being terrified about this virus however they can. For example, oh, we need a vaccine. We can't get back to normal without a vaccine. President Trump will say, now we have a vaccine, and they'll say, I don't trust President Trump. Anything in order to keep this going, because they're just trying to win an election here.
And they don't want the economy to get better. They don't want people to go back to work. They want people to continue to suffer because they think that's their winning game plan. It's not, because the people know that they're the ones that are slowing it down. They're the ones that are stopping things from moving forward. They are the ones, and it starts right there in the House with Nancy Pelosi. We've got to get rid of her as the Speaker of the House. That would be the best thing for America.
Well, let's just say if Nancy Pelosi could be retired and not have to be the Speaker anymore, she would have plenty of time to get her hair done.
I would love to see her retired from the Congress altogether in California, if you people there would be smart enough to do it. By the way, you were right about Kamala Harris when she said that the president just wasn't credible on a possible COVID-19 vaccine. Now, I also found something out yesterday that really bothered me because of my friends. I've noticed a lot of my people that I knew that were at the World Trade Center that came down with the COVID-19 were succumbing to the illness. And that's because they have other problems underlying from the World Trade Center, respiratory problems and whatnot. And that's a double dose of possibly being killed, because COVID-19 is now being proven to be devastating for the surviving 9/11 first responders. And unfortunately, a bunch of them are passing away because of this.
Yes, this is very, very sad, and it's simply indicative of, as you said, the underlying conditions. But these heroes contracted this essentially because they were saving lives on 9/11. Exactly.
Yeah. Now, before I get into more about the California fire, because of something that we're going to talk about there, I want to mention that Saudi Arabia has told the United States that in order to normalize relations with Israel, they would have to have a Palestinian state first.
Yes, this is a very interesting thing, because as you know, Captain, for many, many years, almost a couple of decades now, of course, we've been looking at this idea of the Palestinian state, one form or another. And even with George W. Bush, I remember that day, Captain, he stood in the Rose Garden and put the prestige of the presidency on the line, saying he was going to try to do this two-state solution kind of thing, or go down this roadmap for peace, basically. And it's not really an unwillingness in order to try to get to something like that and whatever form it might take, but watch now, because every time they do get close to something, it's the terrorists lobbyists who actually get in gear, and they derail peace negotiations.
Now, we know the wildfires in California have burnt more than 2 million acres in California so far this year, which is setting a brand-new state record, even as crews are still battling another dozen or so fires in the sweltering temperatures in California. But this one fire that was triggered by gender-reveal fireworks, what the hell was that all about?
Well, that's right. This is what happened. The according to the reports that we've seen, the couple they went to basically one of the park areas, and they had two canisters that would emit the colored smoke. Evidently, these canisters, it wasn't necessarily shooting fireworks per se, but it was the colored smoke. But these canisters also have hot gases in them, even though it's supposedly contained within the canister. Well, that ignited the dry grasses that were around it, and the people who went out there, they had nothing but water bottles, evidently. They tried to put out the fire in its initial stages, but they couldn't, and it has gone now into what I believe is the Bobcat fire, I believe.
Is that the fire that's threatening these people right now?
No, that would be the Creek Fire. Yeah.
And what's the status there? Have you seen anything in the last few minutes?
Yeah, I've actually been checking, but I don't see anything new coming across about anything to do with being able to save them. But we understand, though, that they may be trying to do something, of course, on early Tuesday morning when it's light here in California. So they may try to do a second attempt at rescuing them. Yes.
Well, I told you the one thing to do for sure that they could do right now, even in the dark, is a water drop.
Well, exactly right. Yeah, if they can communicate with them somehow, obviously, to be able to do that, believe there may be some communication.
All right. All right, hang on. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Pat from Kentucky. I was just going, listening to you talk about the vaccine. And could that be that the Democrats are just having a fit over the vaccine? Because Fauci was very, very Hillary supporter. And if Trump is going to use another vaccine that's not through Fauci and through Bill Gates, could that be what they stand to make a lot of money from that?
All right, we'll answer this right now, and thank you for the call. Money probably does have something to do with it, because money is what makes the world go round, and unfortunately in Washington, D.C., he who has it gets the message out there. But I think Trump is just trying to get the most logical thing, whatever works out there for the people. I mean, it's got to be done. It's got to be done.
Yeah, I think that's always been his intention.
They're trying to scare the bejesus out of the people so you don't take the vaccine because, oh, it's terrible. We didn't take the normal 2 and 3 years to get it done. We did it in 6 months or 8 months. Well, hey, they got rid of all the regulations.
Well, exactly.
They could get it done.
Yeah, that's Operation Warp Speed.
That's right.
Exactly what they did. I do have a quick correction, Captain. The fire that was started by the generating the pyrotechnic device for the gender reveal is the El Dorado fire. That's near Yucaipa.
Okay, hold that thought. Folks, when we come back, more on the Captain's America Third Watch. We're going to take a look at the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. And for you guys headed out into the Rockies tonight, you better be ready. Snow. Yep, snow. Colorado, Wyoming, Montana, parts of Utah, parts of Idaho, northern part of New Mexico. Snow. I'll be telling you all about it.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Jusium, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. And we are back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. That part of the program is always brought to you by your pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. And when you see the pilot or the Flying J, pull on in there. Tell them that you were listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And then the captain said to stop on by, get yourself a free cup of coffee, because that's what you'll get if you tell them. And if you're in the driver's club and you got one of those nice mugs that you'll get, then you can get a cold drink or a hot drink, whatever you'd like to do. So let's get it started right now, and we'll find out what's going on down on the bayou. LCCR, Born on a Bayou, and they're just getting it on down the highway for you. And speaking of Born on a Bayou, you might want to be in a bayou tonight because a powerful cold front will plunge into the South Central Plains and produce a number of hazards, including an early season snowstorm from the Central Rockies. Now, right now, 6,000 feet and up, expect snow. The higher you go, the more you're going to get. So you can expect significant accumulations with gusty winds. Some of those mountain passes, the winds tonight will be in the 50-mile-an-hour range in the higher elevations of Wyoming, Colorado, and Utah, and also up in Idaho around Coeur d'Alene, but we'll tell you more about that in just a second. Now, meanwhile, widespread critical fire weather conditions are still likely out west, out there where Kyle is, and he's going to tell you all about it here in just a second, from the northwest through California into the southwest. And Kyle, take it away.
Well, thank you, Captain. You're right. We do have critical fire warnings going out here in the west. Again, the map tonight is just literally one large fire weather warning and air quality alert for most of these areas. We will start in the Phoenix area in Arizona. We do have fire weather warnings there. Phoenix, of course, with very high temperatures as we move over to the Southern California desert area. Right now in Palm Springs, 104 degrees at last read, Captain, and that's at almost midnight in Palm Springs. However, Southern California has had a little bit of a respite from the high temperatures we had on Sunday, the triple digits. That's because this high pressure system that's been over the west has begun to weaken a little bit, but it's going to be coming back. So we've had a little bit lower temperatures, but we've had very bad air quality. So if you're coming into the Southern California area, be aware of that. Heat warnings, of course, excessive heat warnings and fire weather extend all the way up through Las Vegas, up through Reno, all across the northern part of Nevada along I-80 as you're heading towards Reno. They all continue on up through southern most of western Oregon and most of Washington as well. And so again, those Santa Ana winds are going to be coming in over Tuesday and Wednesday into the California, especially Southern California area. That means the fire weather danger is going to be exponential. It's going to whip up the existing fires and, of course, cause any trouble for any new fires that start up. But right now, Captain, at Cajon Pass, it's about 84 degrees. Winds are at 14 miles an hour. I expect those might increase with the Santa Anas. But smooth traffic right now if you're heading up to 15. And don't forget, check out the Pilot Travel Center coming up on your left if you're heading north.
Okay. I-94, I-90, Idaho, Montana. You're going to have some areas up there where in the higher elevation, 6,000 feet and up, 7,000 feet for sure, you're going to have snow. The higher you go, the more the snow. Also, 4th of July, as I said. Now, I-25, let's back over and move over to New Mexico. I-25 coming out of central New Mexico, Albuquerque North. The temperatures are dropping right now. What was 90 degrees yesterday will be 30 by tomorrow morning. And some temperatures that were in the 80s and 90s up in Colorado yesterday will be in the 30s this morning. You've got snow in the higher elevations west of Denver. You're going to get a lot of it going up over the top on I-70. I-25 continuing to come north. You've got winter storm warnings all the way along through Colorado. You've got really cold temperatures out in front of this front headed over into Kansas and the western part of Nebraska. That should continue to move to the east as this system decides what it's going to do and where it's going to go. Up in Wyoming, if you're going along I-80 east to west, you're going to have snow pretty much the whole length of it. The higher the elevation, the more the snow. Cheyenne, Laramie going up over the top by the monument, by the Lincoln Monument. I think you could have an adventure there tonight. Also, going up into 25 up towards Montana, you'll have snow on and off all the way to the Montana line. Then, if that's not enough fun, Take your winter coats with you, folks, if you're going out west or if you're going way up north. North Dakota, it is going to be downright nasty and cold. You're going to get some really cold temperatures over the next couple of days there. There's a hard freeze warning across most of North Dakota, parts of northern Minnesota, a frost watch in one part of Minnesota around the Twin Cities. Up towards Duluth, you've got a freeze warning up there and a freeze watch in a lot of those areas. Parts of the higher elevations, even of Washington State, there could be some snow tonight in the higher elevations. Now, moving over east, we do have some thunderstorms in central Illinois right now, moving to the east, pretty much along I-70. Then over in Indiana, I-70 east, coming out of Indianapolis, over towards headed into Ohio towards Columbus. You've got a series of thunderstorms and severe thunderstorm warnings over in that area. Rain along the eastern side of Michigan, north of Detroit. And just for good nature and good measure, I guess we're going to have a little bit of heat again down below. You got some heat advisories not only in Florida but also in Georgia, so be advised of that. But Kyle, if the problem is going to be out west, and if they're going out west, boy oh boy, you better have the clothes right. It's not going to be shorts and t-shirt weather going out there now. You got to have the clothes right, and I would strongly suggest, if you're not carrying them already, throw the chains in the side box.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right, Captain.
Yeah, because this is the first storm of the year. And Denver, I know you're listening to us on AM 710 KNUS. You could have a unique driving experience going on around Denver, because the first storm of the year, people seem to have to remind themselves how to drive. And you, when they're out there hollering, hole, going down the roads doing a donut, you know you got something bad going on, right?
Right. Well, that reminds me, too, sometimes the first big rains in Southern California, there's unfortunately a lot of accidents. That's right. Very first rain.
Yeah, and by the way, I want to thank George up in Burnsville, Minnesota, sending me this. I am aware of this, and I was going to mention this, so here we go. But we have got an interesting story where the president just ordered the stopping of the white privilege diversity training for federal government employee workers. Did you know about that?
I heard something about that. Yes, exactly. Yeah, it's very interesting development.
Well, yeah, because this was instituted back under Barack Obama, and it was still being done. And I guess the president did not know this, because according to the press release I have here, he ordered his administration to stop paying for the so-called critical race theory diversity training in federal agencies, with a top official calling the sessions un-American propaganda. Now, the Washington Times has learned. They reported this is a memo issued to federal agencies, Office of Management and Budget Director Richard Vaught. So there you go.
Well, again, yeah, this, again, it depends on what they were doing and how they were doing it. And the president, of course, had a lot to say about that now.
All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back on hour number two of the Captain's America Third Watch. Still got plenty of stuff to cover here. Going to be a busy hour coming up, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your...
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.